Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Body Camera. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe, or else we'll come after you. But you don't have to worry about violence because we'll be wearing body cameras.
That doesn't stop some people.
That is unfortunately true. But we're not police, so not to worry. Body camera. Body cam and body worn video redirect here for the 2020 film See Body Cam film for police use. See police body camera. A body camera, body cam, body worn video, BWV, body worn camera, or wearable camera is a wearable audio, video, or photographic recording system.
Body cameras have a range of uses and designs, of which the best known use is as part of policing equipment. Other uses include action cameras for social and recreational, including cycling, within the world of commerce, in healthcare, and medical use, in military use, journalism, citizen surveillance, and covert surveillance. Okay, citizen surveillance is what? Surveillance is the recording of an activity by a member of the public, rather than a person or organization in authority, typically by way of a small wearable or portable personal technologies. Interesting.
Yeah.
Surveillance.
Surveillance. That's like Dr. Seuss's camera. Research on the impact of body-worn cameras in law enforcement shows mixed evidence as to the impact of cameras on the use of force by law enforcement and communities' trust in police.
Designs. Body-worn cameras are often designed to be worn in one of three locations: on the torso, on or built into a helmet, and on or built into glasses. Some feature live streaming capabilities, such as GPS positioning, automatic offload to cloud storage, while others are based on local storage. Some body-worn cameras offer automatic activation of the cameras with the ability to adhere to that agency's specific body camera recording policies. The National Criminal Justice Technology Research Test and Evaluation Center has conducted market surveys on body-worn cameras to assist organizations in purchasing the best camera. The survey discusses device functionality, optics, audio, GPS, and several more categories. These cameras range in price from $200 to $2,000.
Remember when GoPro became cheap enough to be accessible to everyone, and then like all the viral videos were just GoPro?
Maybe. I don't think I was really clocking the GoPro world at the time. I mean, I have a GoPro, but I wasn't like waiting for the price to drop and saying, finally, everybody can GoPro, and then noticing its effect on social media. I wasn't studying it that hard, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, suddenly there was a whole new genre of videos that kind of went mainstream.
Like, oh, no, I get it.
Yeah, like people putting GoPros on their cat.
Yes, I understand.
Or like when they go bike riding.
Yes, I got it. Got it.
Or skydiving.
Got it. I understand.
Applications. Law enforcement. Main article, police body camera. Wearable cameras are used by police and other law enforcement organizations in countries around the world. The cameras are intended to improve interactions between officers and the public. The first generation of modern police body cameras was introduced around 2005 in the United Kingdom, followed from 2014 onwards by large-scale implementation in the United States, mainly to increase transparency and police accountability. Early studies showed positive results, but replications have led to mixed findings. Outcomes have been shown to differ depending on the local context and the guidelines regulating activation of the body cams. Challenges include training, privacy, storage, and the use of recordings further downstream in the judicial system. A systematic review assessed the available evidence on the effect of body-worn cameras in law enforcement on police and citizen behavior. They found that body-worn cameras may not substantially impact officer or citizen behavior, and that effects on use of force and arrest activities are inconsistent and non-significant. Research suggests no clear effects of body-worn cameras in terms of citizen behavior, such as calls to police and resisting arrest. Subsequent analysis of the research affirms these mixed findings and draws attention to how the design of many evaluations fails to account for local context or citizen perspectives. How does that... Why is it like this? Like, if they're wearing a body cam, why are they still using force?
I don't know. I can't tell you why people do things that are wrong.
Like, what in the social psychology is going on here?
I don't know. Body-worn cameras have become one of the biggest costs for townships, cities, and agencies for police, costing millions of dollars. The main reason for the growth of body-worn cameras is a direct result of the publicizing of events over the past decade, where Caucasian police officers have killed unarmed black civilians. The main place where body-worn cameras have become more popular is in low-research environments, because the main driving reason for BWC becoming so popular was due to public protest.
Body-worn cameras by police was not only a popular development in the United States, but also by those in England and Wales. And there, it's not a new discovery. The overall outcome and reactions to these cameras have been positive, but there has been no proof of how these BWC have had impacts on the actions and reactions of the police wearing them. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you activate your body camera in a non-violent situation.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. We really appreciate it. And now let's get to some firefighting.
I thought I said non-violent.
What do you mean?
Firefight.
Do you think firefighting is violent?
No, but it's a pun. Anyway, go on.
Firefighting. Firefighters use helmet cameras as a tool to assess fires and for communication and training purposes. Cameras in this occupation are often thermal cameras in order to be able to see in darkness and inside smoke-filled buildings. Augmented reality, AR, can be added to accentuate outlines of objects and people.
Healthcare. Body-worn video has been suggested and explored in the medical field. Data recorded from wearable cameras can assist in medical research and limit error caused by inaccurate self-reporting of data. It is speculated that underreporting is common when conducting dietary and nutrition assessments. Research suggests body-worn video reduces underreporting of intake during such assessments. Cameras can remove the words, for example, be used as a memory prosthetic for conditions that affect the memory. In 2013, Google Glass was used to assist in surgery by providing a mostly hands-free way to broadcast and receive consultation from another surgeon. Body cameras were provided to hospital staff by the Cardiff and Vale Health Board in Wales, United Kingdom. The cameras were issued to reduce the likelihood of violent assaults against staff. According to the manager who provides support to staff who have been attacked, the cameras, and especially the audio recording, have been vital for successful prosecutions. While Google Glass is a much more useful application in this instance than when I was using it to watch videos of Nyan Cat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can do a lot more. You can catch criminals.
Well, this was used in like a medical situation.
I'm sorry, yes. I was thinking about the body cams catching criminals.
Ah.
But yes, Google Glass in healthcare is awesome. I actually think that what you can do now with augmented reality is going to be amazing for like a lot of different things. Because if you have AI that can recognize objects and then augmented reality that can tell people what to do or how to use things, you could just be looking around your room and just have instructions for everything. That is like at your disposal. Or something. I'm just saying it's going to get pretty trippy.
Google Glass will catch on one of these days.
Body cameras can be used to make an impact in the mental health world, while there is only currently minimal evidence on the effects that body cameras have in a mental health setting in reference to violence within patients. The technology points towards lower numbers of complaints from the public that are happening, although the exact evidence isn't crystal clear. This whole paragraph is written badly. Also, they said to make an impact when they meant make an impact. And it looks like they said reference to violence within patients, meaning patients, P-A-T-I-E-N-T-S. And but they spelled it with a C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like it's the wrong patients?
Yes, it does look like it could be the wrong patients.
Especially since we're talking about mental health.
All right, well, let's stop roasting this author and just move on. You can edit it when we're done here.
Yo, whoever edited this page, get it together, the healthcare section.
Military combat. Body-worn cameras as well as helmet cameras are used in the military. Video can either be stored locally or streamed back to a command center or military outpost. A notable instance of this was the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound, where live video footage of the raid is believed to have been streamed to the White House. In 2013, Royal Marine Alexander Blackman was convicted of murder for killing a captive Taliban insurgent. Footage from incident recorded on a helmet camera was used in Blackman's court-martial. The conviction was overturned in 2017 and reduced to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility, with Blackman being released from jail. The helmet camera has been the focus of the Discovery Channel series Taking Fire about the 101st Airborne in the Kerrangle documenting their personal war footage. In 2016, a camera recovered from the helmet of a dead fighter offers a contrasting picture of chaos and panic in a battle with Kurdish Peshmerga.
I think it might be Peshmerga, but I'm not sure. Retail. Body cameras may be worn by retail workers to deter against abusive or threatening behavior by customers.
Retail workers are looking for ways to solve issues when it comes to dealing with criminal behavior while also making the staff feel safer and more comfortable when working. Okay, but there's a difference between feeling safe and actually being safe.
Yeah, I guess.
Sorry, that comes up a lot in the mental health world.
Body cameras have become part of police officers' everyday uniforms by police in the United States. They have been initiated to help with regulating and enforcing laws in their everyday work by recording while they are on their shift.
Privacy concerns. Concerns over privacy have been raised with this technology, most notably in the context of Google Glasses and policing. The advent of large-scale data collection, possibly in combination with facial recognition and other technologies capable of interpreting videos in bulk, means that all cameras, including body-worn cameras, could create a means of tracking people anywhere they go. In policing, critics have warned that each police officer could become a roving surveillance camera. Issues involving privacy concerns continue as new technologies are presented to law enforcement, but the government has had ways of masking the technologies from the public, and in some cases, even the police. Police will interact with citizens during vulnerable moments, such as in a hospital or in a domestic violence situation. Concerns have also been raised that these algorithms not only infringe on privacy rights, but could also be ethnically biased. The American Civil Liberties Union has suggested policies to balance citizens' rights with the desire for more transparency and accountability.
Right on. Well, that is also a badly written few sentences in there.
That was a weird sentence. I have no idea what word they were going for.
Discourse of police body cameras. The discussion of police officer wearing body cameras has been a debate for years, as many police officers started wearing body cameras around 2014. Not everyone agrees with the use of body cameras, but they have become beneficial in the case of collecting valuable information related to a crime being committed. At the same time, the privacy of citizens can be compromised by body cameras, potentially exposing them to unwanted publicity. The accountability of police is increased as they use body cameras to ensure the protection of the public against police misconduct. A further discussion of police body cameras occurs because the improvements need to be done within the law enforcement system that requires police behavior to change. After that, new technologies can be implemented to help increase the accountability of police. Wow, this article's not very well written at all. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, every Wikipedia article has to be a glorious tome. I am saying that this article is below average for Wikipedia.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because it's like such a controversial topic that like more mainstream civilians wrote it. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's in 8 languages, which means it is a big one, because like a lot of these pages are not in many languages other than English. And this one's in 8 languages, which is a big one, a big number, I think, for that.
Yeah, it's interesting how controversial it is as a whole. Because, like, we all carry around smartphones and other recording devices all the time. There's cameras everywhere we go. Like, this isn't that much different.
No, not at all.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Body Camera. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your surveillance.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.